Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Coffin. Well, this Saturday the 14th, the National Alliance of Mental Illness DuPage is having their big spring event at the Marriott in Naperville. I'll be there hosting the Shine a Light Gala. It's a fundraiser for NAMI DuPage, which offers support, education, and advocacy for individuals with mental illness, along with their families and caregivers. On the line with me is Angela Adkins, who's the executive director of NAMI DuPage. Ms. Adkins, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so let's talk about this. You know, I don't know much about NAMI, and I'm excited to be there. How much of a need is there for mental illness agencies and services in DuPage County?
There's a huge need, and in actual fact, NAMI is probably the only organization in the county that really works with both the individual that has a mental illness and the families. And the two are really important because if you don't have a supported and engaged and educated family and caregivers, then it's very, very difficult for the individual to really do well in their own recovery.
It's interesting because you guys don't take fund, you're not funded by the state. I mean, you're a private organization. but talk about, like, how hard is it to get people to be able to help, you know, with what you guys are doing, especially in DuPage County?
You know, it's incredibly hard. People understand starving children, and rightly so, and they understand homelessness. But we always call mental illness, unless the behavior gives it away, it's an invisible illness. And we also call it the no casserole illness. People really rally around anybody that has cancer or heart condition or diabetes. But when it's a biological brain disorder, a mental illness, they're not so quick to come to somebody's aid. And a lot of that is, of course, a lack of education, a lack of understanding. I don't think it's once people do understand and they get it, there's a lot of empathy. But the education part is incredibly important.
Yeah, you guys do a lot of educational trainings for police officers, for corporations, for libraries, for all sorts of people. When you're doing the training, you're essentially getting those people to understand what mental illness looks like.
Exactly. We will educate on the signs and the symptoms, what mental illness is and what it isn't. There's a lot of people jump to the conclusion that somebody with a mental illness is developmentally challenged. And while, of course, that population do indeed have mental illness, that's not what it is. You can have some of the most brilliant minds that unfortunately have a biological brain disorder, their chemistry imbalance, and that will then be diagnosed with bipolar disorder or schizophrenia or depression. Major depression is a huge cause of devastation within families and the work environment.
There's so many interesting things with NAMI DuPage. One of it is social recreation. When we talk about people with mental illness and the way that you help them at NAMI, one of the big things is social recreation, because people with mental illness tend to self-isolate.
They do. If you think about it logically, if somebody is diagnosed with a mental illness, or they have some issues in their late high school life, perhaps do a year of college, which is indeed what happened with our daughter, dropped out, and then they find they're falling further and further behind. Their peers are graduating from college, getting their first jobs, getting into their first relationships, and often the individual that has a mental illness is still sitting at home. They may be doing some community college, but finding it a struggle to get a job. And because of all of that, and because of the stigma that still sadly surrounds mental illness, they do tend to self-isolate. And one of the things that we find with our recreational programs is that they love the fact that it's a completely safe, non-judgmental environment. And probably most importantly, it's not another doctor's appointment.
Right.
It's not another therapist appointment. It's something that, they can go out and forget that they're any different from anybody else and just really enjoy. And we find that people love to play music. They love to do art, not in an art therapy format, but just to do art for art's sake. Theater, then yoga. I mean, the possibilities are really endless.
With people with mental illness, when mental health symptoms override them, or they find themselves in situations where those symptoms are exacerbated, a lot of times they'll go to the emergency room or people say, you got to go get help, you have to do this. And that's not necessarily the best place, because the way that the treatment is set up there, that's a place where you want to get in, get out. And it's also extremely expensive. It goes along the idea with police officers that those hospitals sometimes aren't equipped for that. Sometimes police aren't equipped for someone who's having a breakdown. But with you guys, you're almost acting like an ER with what you guys are doing with the living room concept. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, we're incredibly excited. There have been a number of living rooms that have started, but they're still very, very, very small amount of them. So when we moved into this new community center in a partnership with the DuPage County and the DuPage County Health Department, we wanted to start a living room, which, as you say, is an alternative to the emergency rooms. And when somebody comes to the living room, and they may be brought in by a family member, they may bring themselves, because now word is really spreading. They will be given a very short interview by a healthcare professional, and then, assuming that it is safe for them to be in the living room rather than have to go to the hospital, they will then be handed over to a trained peer specialist who they themselves have have a diagnosed mental illness and are doing very well in their recovery.
How important is it to have peer specialists, people who have had experiences or family members with mental illness?
It's crucial. And we, you know, our peers and our clients will say all the time that, you know, it's wonderful if you have, you know, if you're able to find a really good psychiatrist that you get along with, a good therapist. But until you start working with a peer or go to a peer support group or go to, you know, peer one-on-one counseling, you know, that sort of finishes off the whole circle and really rounds it out, because they really can say, you know, I know exactly what you're going through. If somebody is going through a mania and has, you know, sort of heightened anxiety, you know, very fast, rapid thoughts, you know, that peer really does know how to hit those relevant points and make that person understand that they really do indeed get it.
Obviously, there has been a lot with the state of Illinois and the budget impasse. And even before that, mental health clinics in the city of Chicago were closed because of budget cuts. There seems to be less and less funding and opportunity at the state-sponsored level for people with mental health issues. That's where NAMI DuPage comes in. How important is it to make sure that there are clinics, there are opportunities, and places like NAMI DuPage in the Illinois area?
Oh, it's crucial. And not to sort of get into a history lesson, but obviously, as most people are aware, that in the, you know, mid-60s, a lot of the hospitals closed, and a lot of those folks were essentially put out on the streets. And so without those clinics, without those places for people to go, a lot of these folks will end up homeless. They're wandering around in the streets. They're not getting the treatment and the therapy and the medication that they need. And so, yes, their symptoms do just increase. They end up, it's a vicious circle. And as we know, unfortunately, far too many people with a mental illness do end up in the jail system.
Yeah, right.
It's a crucial part of somebody's well-being.
Well, Shine a Light Gala is going to be on Saturday, May 14th at the Marriott in Naperville. It's a fundraiser for NAMI DuPage. That's the National Alliance of Mental Illness, DuPage County. Angela Adkins is the executive director. Angela, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.